The quota system is not the best way to go in pursuit of gender equality, as has been demonstrated by the last 10 years, where we had the 60 seats, extra seats for women in parliament. I think it is very clear from the statistics that the 60 seats have not actually, although they have increased the representation of women in parliament in terms of bodies, but in terms of effectiveness of women in parliament, they've not really done that, because a lot of the women who have come into parliament through the quota system are actually regarded as inferior to those that are elected, and they have no constituencies, they have no access to constituents development funds. So really, it doesn't bring gender equality. We do feel that our constitution is very forward-looking in terms of gender. It has actually called for equality, 50-50, in terms of gender. So this brings me to the fourth issue, to say how best as a nation can we achieve gender balance representation in politics. I think it's very simple, and this is what the commission has been running with. Although it didn't manage to get it into our constitution, our proposal was that we should actually change our electoral system from first past the post, which we currently use for the House of Assembly and local government, to a system of a total proportional representation. And this is a system that is already being used in the Senate. That's why you find that there's almost a 50-50 representation of women and men in the Senate, because of proportional. And we feel that this is the only system that could actually bring gender equality. So our proposal has been, as a gender commission, has been that we should change the electoral system from first past the post to proportional representation. People should vote for political parties, not for individuals. And then political parties should present their list of candidates before the elections, which is on a zebra basis.